and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, by the second Mishnah. Almanas Sheyirza Abed. If a person was Makadosh Anisha, and he said that the Kedushin is being made Almanas Sheyirza Abed. Oviv Shel Chosan. So the halacha is Ratza Ha'ov Mikodeshes. Bim Lav Eina Mikodeshes. Meisa of Arezu Mikodeshes. Meisa ben Malamdim Ha'ov Leimar She'ene Reitze. So we will see, let us see Rashi, Rotza Ha'ov Bigmorem Meforishlo. What exactly does this mean? Melamdin Kedei Laker as HaKedushin LaMafreya V'loi Tizoke Kliyovan. So we teach the father she should say She'ene Reitze. The Kedushin was made on Menashe Yir Tzabe, so the father could be Oiker the Kedushin, so she won't be Zokah Kliyot. So the Gemara asks, Mai Al Menas Sheyir Tzabe. What does that mean? He's making Kedushin under the condition Sheyir Tzabe. Ileima Ad Omar Abein. If we will say that Ad Menashe Yir Tzabe means, if I have a Haskama from the father. So that means as follows. It means that the chosen mitzad atzmoi is not too sure if he wants to marry her or not. If the father says yes, then I'm asking. He wants the haskama of the father. So the first two halachas are very good. Amanashi yil tzabet, rotzaho. The father heard about it, he said yes. Gvaldik yishidach, kodeshes, bimlav. Einem Kadeshes, he doesn't have the haskama of the father. Einem Kadeshes. So Einem Mitzayasa. So let us see the next bovin. Mesa of Arezum Kadeshes. So Mesa of Lachera means that he didn't hear about it at all. And he died. If he heard about it and he said yes, so why do you have to tell me now that he died? It was Gate Meron. He heard about it and he said, yes, so we're finished. So l'chayre meisa'ov means that before the father had a chance to hear about it, he died. Ha'reza mekodeshes. V'holoi omarin. So why is she mekodesh? If amanashi yirtza means that the kedushin was made under the condition that the father should be maskim to the kedushin, there was no askoma from the av if he died before he heard about it. So we see from this, from the Mitzvah, we see that Amenash Sheyir Tza'abe does not mean Amenash Sheyimerin. Hello. So what does it mean? Amenash Sheyishtaikabe. So what does Rashi say? Amenash Sheyishtaikabe. So Rashi says, Sheyishtaik Kisheyishma. I don't want a haskama from the father, but I don't want that the father should be menaged when he hears about it. Amenashe yishtekabek, sheyishma, when he hears about it, he should keep quiet, he shouldn't say anything. So then, that's good enough for me. Rotza ho'ov, sheshosak v'shashmiya, mekodeshes. Loi rotza, shemicha. So memele, so that's pshat. Eima safe. So let us see the safe. So memele is very good. So the kavona was, that I don't want him to be misnagged to the shidduch. So the reish means rotzov, but with shosak he wasn't misnagged. Loi rotzov means he was misnagged. The middle above, he didn't hear about it and he died, so lachair it's also good. He wasn't misnagged to the shidduch. We'll see in Taisus a little bit more about this, but this is not too bad. He wasn't misnagged to the shidduch, so it's also good. So the Gemara says, let us see the Sefer. Eima Sefer. Meisa ben melamden esa'ov loimar she'ene roitze. The Sefer says, the son died, they got married. Melamden esa'ov loimar she'ene roitze. Amai. So why is this good? So the father says, he said, the father says she'ene roitze. So then, we will accomplish that the Kedushin of the son was not chal, and his wife is not so quickly yob. Fragt die Gemara, Amai Bohoshosik. Akochach is speaking about that he was quiet before. And then the son died. And then we told the father to say, Eini Reitze. So how does this help? So L'chayre, how do you know speaking about the Bohoshosik? Maybe it's speaking about he didn't. The Gemara understood it's speaking about that it was Shosik. Speaking about that it was Shosik. So Mamela said, the Gemara says, if it was Shosik, so the Gdushin was Chal already. So how can the father now, by saying he doesn't want it, be Oike the Gdushin? The whole night was Amanat, Sheyishtek Abed. So let us see the Taisus Yeshonim, the second Taisus on the Amen. For her Shosik. Veleka lemeima melamdim ha'ov hainu koidim shmiya. Faktachtaisis, what's your problem? Maybe melamdim ha'ov, the Gemara understood it speaking about that it was shosik. That when he heard about it, he was shosik. So the Gdushin is chal. Now the son dies, so we tell the father, you know what, say you don't want. So the Maya says, it's too late already. The night was, amanashe yishtek ab, and you were shosik, so it's too late. Fakhtaisvis, how did the Gemara know that it's speaking about the Shosik? Maybe Melamdim Esov means the father did not hear about it. And we come to the father, and then after the Levaya, we tell the father, after the Levaya of the son, we tell the father, you know, I have something to tell you. But I want to tell you that, I want to advise you what to do. I'm going to tell you a Yediyah, but as soon as you hear this Yediyah, you say, I'm not Masik. And the father asks, what's the Yediyah? He says, well, your son had gotten married, and he said, Almanas, Sheyir Tzabe, and then, that means if when you hear about it, you'll be Moiche, that's good. So, they told him this, and he says, oh, no, he listens. So he says, Eini Reitze. So how did the Gemara know that Melamdim is speaking about that it was Shosik before? And that the Gemara asked Sakash, if it was Shosik before, So how could the Eini Reitze help? Maybe it's speaking about he didn't hear about it. And Melamdim that he should be Eini Reitze. That's Tais Viskash. V'leka l'meima Melamdim ha'ov ha'inu kaidim shmir. Shemelamdim mashme la'acha shmir. Melamdim is mashme after shmir. Now, Kan Shayla Ben. How do you see Melamdim means after shmir? With the Tais Viskash. So the Dvayakai brings down two Mahalchim shat in this Taisvish Yishonim. One Mahalach is, the Taisvish Riyazokin says, because if the father didn't hear about it, so it's the same Maidiyan. He doesn't know anything about it. Melamdim Vais Tois, he knows about it already, now we're telling him what to say. If the Mishnah is speaking about that he didn't know about it, so before the Melamdim, that's I Medin. So why does the Mishnah jump to Melamdim? You need Medin also. And the Rashba says another Mahalach. The Rashba says, Melamdim means you teach him. Now teaching takes time. That means there's the effort of the Melamed, and then the Talmud has to be a Lomed. So Melamdim means we have to convince the father. We have to convince the father what to do. So, before the father becomes a lomed, he heard already that his son got married, and he didn't say anything about it. We're explaining to him, you know, your daughter-in-law has a problem. Yeah, what's the problem? But in the meantime, he heard already about that his son got married, and he didn't say anything on his accord. So it's finished already. So Melamdim means that there's a time span between you teach and he chaps what he has to say. But in the meantime, since he didn't say anything on his own accord, so it's too late already. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If we will say that pshat is almanash sheyir tza'aba means that when the father hears about it, he shouldn't be misnaged. So the reisha is good. The mitziyosa is good. But the Seifa is no good. The Seifa, he heard about it already. Al-Kochach. Al-Sistumah Halchim. It doesn't say Medim. And he wasn't Meiche. So she's married already. So what later? Later he says, Eini Reitze. Eini Reitze shouldn't help. Elo, so the Gemara says, Omalo al-Menas shelo yimcha abe. It's speaking about that he said al-Menas shelo yimcha abe. that he shouldn't be Moichem. Shouldn't be Moichem means that he should never be Moichem. That if it'll be Moichem after 30 years, after 40 years, it's Ois Kedushin. So Mamela, now we fam for the Sefer. Melam de Mesov means, he knew about it already. Tamidi in Esov. He knew about it, that the son is married and fine, and then never did anything against the Shidduch. But now the son died after 20 years and there's no children and they shall fall even. So he come over to the Yov, you know, you can help us out in this matzav. Say now, Eini Reitze, and finish. And that was the Opmach. The Opmach was that if the father will ever be Meiche, so it's Eis Kedushin. Zalman Nas Shalayim Chab. Now let us see Rashi. Vashasiklai V'cholo Kedushin. So why in the middle? Why? How does Malamdim help? It's too late. El al menas shalayim cha abe. It is speaking about al menas shalayim cha abe. Hach seifa diktoni melamdim leimetuk mekereishe bal menas sheyishtek. It's not speaking about al menas sheyishtek, al bal menas shalayim cha. V'chol kame de mochi okelo. When he'll be meiche, he'll be yoike. Sharei loikovez man lemacho dereishe. It wasn't covers malamacho. So the Sefer is speaking about that he amanashala yimcha without a kriyas man. But the Gemara says the Reisha is speaking about amanasha yishtekave. That's the Gemara's kasha. Just let's see the mother for it. Amanashala yimcha. Reisha bechataime mitsiyosa besefe bechataime amarabianayin. So the Reish is speaking about Amenas Sheyishtek Abed. The Mitziyosa and the Sefer is speaking about Amenas Sheloyim Chab. Zuk Rashi is it. The Reish leke lo ukmi bohochi. The kain mai rotzahov. It says in the Mishnah, rotzahov, hareizu mekodeshes. Now if, so it means hareizu mekodeshes. She's married. Means mekodeshes. So, Mukadeshes, let's talk about Tachsmed Mashoret Oistos. Let's talk about the Mishnah says there's four cases in the Mishnah. Let's speak about the first case and the second case. The first case is Amanashe Yirza Abba Rotzov Mukadeshes. Then the Seifis, the Mitziyosa says Amanas, the same thing, Mesa of Hareza Mukadeshes, Mesa Ben. Is the Malam de Mesa. Now, Mesa of Areza Mekodeshes means she's Vadai Mekodeshes. The father died, finished. So Mesa of is Vadai Mekodeshes. So the Reisha that says, Rotsa of Areza Mekodeshes, Achs Mezukta Marsha, so you have to translate Mekodeshes the same way. Mukadeshes, if it's a menashala yimche, you have a father that's alive, not mesa of, so there's always a potential that he might be meiche. And when he's meiche after 20 years, it's not mukadeshes. So how can the Mishnah say, rotza of mukadeshes? Rotza. Well, how can rotza help the situation? He can be meiche later. So al kochach, you have to say that the Reisha is not speaking about a menashala yimche abe. The Reisha is speaking about al menash she yishtekabe. Oh, yishtekabe, very good. Yishtek means when the father hears about it, there should not be a comment against the kedusha. He should keep quiet. I don't need as comments, but I don't need criticism. He shouldn't, when he hears it, he should keep quiet. If he's against it, he says, Rahman and Itzlan, that I don't want. So the Reisha is speaking about al menash she yishtekabe. So that's Rotzahov, he was quiet, Kodeshes. Loi Rotzahov, he heard that his son married and he said Rahman and Itzlon. Sayin him a Kodeshes. That's the case of the Reish. Now we have the Mitziyosa and the Sefer. Yeah. So that's so Rashi says the Reish, like, look me bohochi, dim came my Rotzahov. This me Kodeshes. Vola yesh biyode limcha isloilom. The ain't come kedushin loylam. there's no kiddushin la'ila, because he could always be chayza. So the reisha has to be speaking about al menas sheyishtei kabin. That's the case of the reisha. Shosak areizu mekadeshes. So if he was quiet, areizu mekadeshes. Loi shosak elomich alal ta'inu mekadeshes. That is the case of the reisha. Vimoma al menas sheloyim chabim. But if he said al menas sheloyim chabim, new case, even though the Mishnah did not mention this, but that's after Lemshan the Mishnah. Meisav ad shaloi micha areizu mekodeshes. Avol kol yemei chayov einom kedushin. Because amanas shaloi imcha, he could always, so it's not called kedushin vadai. Meisav areizu mekodeshes vadai. Meisav ben melamdim. So then melamdim, so that's what the mashal says, it's mistava, if the sefer, Mesa ben Melamdim has to be speaking about Shaloi Yimche. So Mestame, Mesa ben and Mesa of, it's like the same type of a case. Mesa ben, Mesa of. So Mestame, so if the Sefer is speaking about Menashe Shaloi Yimche, so the Metzios is also speaking about Menashe Shaloi Yimche. So that is how the Gemara says Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, you're saying, the Mishnah has four bavas, And I'm saying that the four bavas are not speaking in the same case. The first two bavas are speaking of Menashe Yishtoik. The second two bavas are speaking of Menashe Layimche. The Tane Bechlal was very vague. He said, Amenashe Yirtza Abe. But Amenashe Yirtza has two Taichin. Not two Taichin. It means that the Reisha specified Amenashe Yishtoik and the Sefer specified Amenashe Layimche. Like the Gemara, so it's three timey. The Reisha bechat time, it's Yosef bechat time. Rabbi Yanai in. Amaresh Lokish, ma minole the Rabbi Yanai. We see from Rabbi Yanai. Doch kinen um mokminen mas nisim betrei time, vali bedechat tane, um mokminen betrei tanoi u bechat time. So from Rabbi Yanai we see, if you have a difficulty learning Pshat the Mishnah, so you could, there are two I found them how to be Miyashiv the Mishnah. You could say the Mishnah is speaking about two different cases. This is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Oh, that's a doichik taka, but that's only eight, so there's a doichik. Or we could learn another way. We could say that it's speaking about the same case. But there's a machlekes tanoim how to translate amenash sheyirtze. The Tanakama learned amenash sheyirtze means amenash sheyishtoi. The second Tane learned amenash sheyirtze amenash loyimche. So memele, so we would gain that the Mishnah is speaking about the same case, but it's two tanoim. So then there's a different doichik. The doichik is, so why didn't the Tana mention this two tanoim? That's the problem. So we have to say a doichik. So for Rabbi Yanai, we see where boicher the doichik of to say trei taime vechatane than to say trei tanoi vechatane. That's talking about two tanoim in the same case. Let's see what Rashi says. Le mikminim betrei tanoi leukmi beoyme almenash sheyirtzabe kedektoni. We could say it's speaking about one case. Umisha shanezu, loy shanezu. It's a machlekes tanoi. Uba mashmois loshen kemifligi. Tane de reishe sova loshen shtiku. Almanashe yilse za loshen shtiku. Vikivin shoshosak, cholu kedusha miyad. Vitane de seife sova loshen loyimchu. Benim kedushin ad shayomus. This mahalach in the Mishnah. And let us just see the next Taisvus Yishonim. V'loi mikminen v'trei tanoi. V'loi k'Rabbi Yochanan perek ha-mafkid gabi choviz. That means Rabbi Yochanan and Soif perek ha-mafkid had a problem in the Mishnah that the Reish and the Sefer did not stim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, in order to solve this problem, so it's going according to two tanoim. So Mameo, this is the machloikis Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, when one is confronted with a stira deresh and the sefer, and the Mishnah is not meforish anything, how do I fend for the stira? So I say it's speaking about two different cases, or is it speaking about the same case and it's two different tanoim? Now, let us see the top case. Ela al menas sheyishtaik abed. Perish bekuntres. Sheyishtaik b'shash shmir. That's the type sheyishtaik. And when he hears, he should be quiet. Ve'ein l'choresh sheyishtaik lo'ilam. That he should never be moichet. Vimkein haynu sheloyimchet v'samuch. Ve'eichi oma b'emrotza ha'ov mekodeshes. If lo'yishtaik means he should always be quiet. Lav davke b'shash shmir. So what's chant the first Baba Rotsa of Mikodeshes? V'reishem o'yimcha achakach. V'yivot ala kedushin. How could you say Mikodeshes? Al shema mino sheyishtoik b'sha shmiya kama. Min sheyishtoik b'sha shmiya. V'ochi perushi de masnis. Rotsa ha'ov kloima sheshosak b'sha shmiya Mikodeshes. Loi rotsa ha'ov elo micho. Eina Mikodeshes. Mesa of, that is the first two cases of the Mishnah. The third halacha, Mesa of Mekudeshes, Beirish, Mesa of Kodem Hashmiya. There it means that Nai was he should be quiet Pishashmiya. Mesa of Kodem Hashmiya. The Ein Loima Acher Hashmiya Vishoslik Vilemicha, the Ein Zechidish. So, we just had the first case. It means Amenashe Yishtekabe. So the first case we said, Shosa, the Rotsov means Shosak Bishashmiya Reza Mekodeshes. So what is the third case telling us? Meisov, he was Shosak Bishashmiya, so Mekodeshes. Then he died. So, no, like, the bag isn't a hate. I mean, there was Shosak Ha'ov, Reza Mekodeshes. So what? So Al-Kochach, the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Al-Kochach, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Meisov, and he never heard Reza Mekodeshes. Now we're getting into our blood. That means this person made a tanai. He made a tanai. I'm making kiddushin. Personally, I want the kiddushin. Fine. But if the father's against it, I don't want. Now, if the father's against it, I don't want. It doesn't matter if the father's in Alaska, you never can get a hold. If the father is against it, I don't want. So Memele, and we'll see what happens when the father hears. If he's against it, he'll say he's against it, and I don't want. He died. Lemaise, it wasn't his barer. It wasn't his barer if the father was against it or not. So why is she Mekodesh? Frekta Marsha, maybe Mekodesh is me, Mekodesh is Misafik. I don't know. Kadesh is misafik. So that the Masha says, you can't dance on two chasnas. The Reishit says Mekudeshes, and the Mitziyosa says Mekudeshes. The Reishit says Rotsa of Mekudeshes means Mekudeshes b'teiras vadai. So the Seif is also Mekudeshes b'teiras vadai. So how can we Mekudeshes b'teiras vadai? Dilme, I have a shoma, I have a moich, v'yeshloima. V'yeshlonu, loda in data, shalo yimche. We can assume that Mastami wouldn't have been Meichem. So what's Pshat and Taisvis? How all of a sudden did we come to this conclusion that he wouldn't have been Meichem? So Dachsech Meir, Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Let us try to analyze what did the Chosen hold? He said, Amenas Shalayimche. So that means he didn't say, I want the father to be maskim. If he wanted the father to be maskim, so that means, in other words, I don't know if I want to marry him. If the father's maskim, I'll marry him. That's the taich amanash sheyemarin. That's the first moment. So then he doesn't know. He wants to, if the father wants, then I'm maskim. If not, I don't want. He said, amanash, he doesn't need the father's eskoma. He has a mind of his own. And he's saying, amanash sheleim chava. But if the father says no, if the father says no, the father, that'll override my rot. Father says no. So let's give the son a questionnaire before the kiddushin. I'm asking, do you think the father's going to say no? So if the son thinks the father's going to say no, so why is he making the kiddushin for? So you don't want to make kiddushin at the father. So it's mistava to say that he's under the impression that the father won't. Because if the father is mistava, he doesn't want to make kiddushin. He's making Kiddushin because Mistama the father won't be misnagged. But he put it in if a person can make a mistake. If the father will be misnagged, then it's no Kiddushin. Aber lechayre, that Achsamir is pshat and taisvis. From him making Kiddushin, and from giving a tnai, al Menashe yishtek abe, so Achsamir, we see the matzev that Bemison, he wants Kiddushin. And he assumes that the father will not be misnagged, and that's why he's making the Kiddushin, because he's saying, look, the father's saying, I want to, so why making Kiddushin? It's not because he assumes the father won't be misnagged. But he said, but if I'm making a mistake, so then it shouldn't be Kiddushin. So Memela, so Taisa says, if the father died and never heard about it, we could rely on the assumption of the son that Mistami wouldn't have been misnagged. I think that's Pshat and Taisa. So an umdana helps. Taisa is telling us two things. An umdana helps. And the umdana is, I can assume, mistami bimask. So now let's go back to the beginning of the sugi. The beginning of the sugi, the Gemara understood that amenas sheyirtz abba means he should give vaskama meforash. He should be maskim to the issues. So the Gemara asks, if that's pshat, so meisa, why is she mekodeshes lo yomein? Lo yomein, amay lemrin in daita o yelay meim, imoy habi shama. So we'll say it. We assume that the father would have wanted. Kidet zrichina lemein megabi shtiki, kidet perashtich. You have to go with umdenis over here. Without umdenis, so amanashe yishtek is also shvel. So you have to go with umdenis. So let us say that we have an umden. He would have said yes. Emir Rabbeinu Tam v'yesh lachalik ben heicher de mechusa ramir leicher de mechusa elashtik. So that's the mir the yelis hashachas says pshat. I think that's what he's saying. That there's a difference. Amanasha lo yishtek amanas she yomer in. Amanasha yomer in means that I want him to be maskim. That means I want the haskam of the yav in order for me to. That means I only want to marry if the father wants. So I don't know if the father wants or not. This is lamaisa. I want the father's haskam. So you can never know what the son. So you need a positive. It means he needs a boost. He doesn't want to put it on his shoulders. He mitzad atzma. He wants the father's haskam. So there you need a positive aichocha, what the father wants. You can't say, I think the father would want. But Kelts, that is pshat in the whole tonight. The tonight is, if the father wants, I'll give me a boost, so I'll be masking. So there you need a positive aichocha mitzad da'ov. There an umdene will not help. Or I don't have an umdene. Because for Kelts, he wants the father's house coming. And I don't have an umdene. Masha ain't came. By Amanasha Yishtaikabe, there could be a heaven umdene. Because from his actions, you see, he's Mishayah that he wants, and just the father's, his Nagdis will be Mabatal the issues. So, from him making the Kedushin, we see he assumes Mistama the father won't be Misnag. That is the first Mahalach in the Gemara. Av Yosef Bar Amiyama, Lo'ilam, Rav Yosef Barami Omar Lo'ilam Chataimo. Rav Yosef Barami said, the Mishnah is speaking about one case. Al Menash Shlo Yimcha Abba Mikan Vat Shloshim Yoim. He said Shloshim Yoim. He said, Al Menash Yirtza Abba Shloshim Yoim. He said Shloshim Yoim. So Memele, so now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Umay al menash sheyirtze, al menash lo yimcha, uch shekov hazman lemachose. He said, al menash sheyirtze abba shloshim yom. That means that in 30 days, I'm giving him 30 days to digest it, to think it over. If in 30 days he's moiche, finished. Not, hilka. Now let's learn shan the whole Mishnah. So the whole Mishnah will fall into place. Rotze ha'ov, sha'ov lu shloshim v'loy micha, ha'reizu mekadeshet. Lo yirotza shemicha teich shloishim, heine mekadeshes. Meisa ov viseich shloishim, mekadeshes. Damrin den su man mochi, he won't die anymore. Meisa ben beteich shloishim, alam din esa ov, that he should be mech. So that is how Rabbi Yosef, but we have to add two words, Shloshim Yoim, but after that, the Mishnah flows. Let us come to the next Mishnah, and we'll learn the Mishnah and Chelik of the Gemara, and then we'll try to explain. There are many Nekudas that have to be explained in order to understand the Sugya. Kidashti esbiti, a father was Mekadosh his daughter, Ve'eini yoideya lemi kidashtiya. I don't remember who I married her. I remember that I was Mekadosh with someone, and now the kohen is not too good. Ubo echad va'omar ani kidashtiya. One person comes and says, I'm the one. He saw in the yatet there was a kidash ven yidei in the house. They say it's public. So he came and said, I was the one. What's your name? We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Ze omar ani kidashtiya, ve'ze omar ani kidashtiya. Two people come. Each one says, I'm the one. Shneyem noisnim get. So if both of them will give a get, so then she can get married to a third person. Vimrotzu, echad noisnim get, ve'echad kainis. Shneyem noisnim get, lahatiro lacher. Omara, look the Gemara, Nemon, now, it says, let's go back, we're talking about now the first case. One person came and said, I was the one. So, Nemon, he's Nemon. Omarav, Nemon, liten get. He's Nemon to give a get. Ve'ein Nemon, lichnois. But he's not Nemon to make nesuit. That means he's only Nemon to give a get, but not to be kainesa. What's the chilek? Nemon li tenget, ein odom chayte v'loiloi. We have a chazoke, a non-sadi, ein odom chayte v'loiloi. That means, if he's a liar, and let us make it a little better. This is the machlokes harishayim, but let's learn the Ran, when the Rashba learns like this. Let's go back. He comes and he says that he's the one. So Rav says to him, let's start back. That means all of a sudden there's a lady that's married. No one, all the time he has problems finding a shidduch because she has to wonder. Here there's a mordek metzia. The father, the daughter is married already. They don't know who the husband is. They're ignorant. He's gonna come and say he's the husband. Then he'll get a wife, finished. This will solve all his shidduchim problems. He comes, and he says, I'm the one, don't you remember me? So, he's the one. Zotrav, sorry, we don't believe you. Hey, may Yitzray talk about it. We also say, maybe this was an ideal situation. She doesn't know. The father forgot, and you'll say you're the one. Sorry, we can't believe you. Fine. Okay. So, Tzatzich Nishkelunke. Now, so what happens further? So let's say he's a liar. He can't be kindness, so it's finished. He was unable of doing what he wanted to accomplish. So if he's a shtickle mensch, he'll say, okay, I'll tell you the truth, okay, it wasn't me. If he's too embarrassed to say that, he'll leave. I mean, finished. Good, you don't give me, I'm the husband, finished. He goes and gives her a get. Now, what's his pshat in giving her a get now? So he's saying, I'm the husband, but since you're not trusting me, so this woman will be in a gune. I have Rachmanis, she'll be in a gune. I'm going to give her a get and let her get married to whoever she wants. Now, by saying this, if he's a liar, he made such a kukul over here. That means he's a liar. He never married her. So what was before he came? Before he came, halacha was, this woman never has a problem. A father married her off. He forgot who he married her to. So never has a problem. He comes now and says, I'm the husband. You're not mata. I'll give her a get. I have achmanas on this woman. Let her get married to whoever she wants. If he's a liar, he's doing such a gewaltige chet, he's machshel her, he's machshel whoever's gonna marry her,
And what does he hear from it? Nothing. Ein Adam Chayte V'Loiloi. He doesn't have anything from it. He should have said, he should have said like this, if he's a liar, so he wanted to be kindness. Good. The rabbis say, we don't believe you. Maybe Yitzchay Takva. Me, Yitzchay? Yeah, you, Yitzchay Takva. Fine. So, Mamela, maybe Yitzchay Takva. We won't give it to you. So you know what you do? If he's a liar, so you'll say, I'm highly insulted that you chayshed me Yitzchay Takva, a good talk. Let it be a good. If he's a liar. So he saved face, and he showed he was insulted and finished. What did he do? Nah. You don't want to give me, so have rachmanis on her, I'm going to be matar to the whole world. Ein odom chayte b'loilai. So that is what Rav said, and we'll elaborate more later. So Rav said that, so Mamela, if he gives a get, I see the elachkain, I see it's he's taking the husband. He came, he said he was the husband, we don't trust him, so finish. So, als husband, I mean, this is, he has rachmanis on her. So Mamela, they're going to give a get, it shouldn't be an aguna. I mean, that's the chokhmah we have of by Shlomo HaMelech. The real mother didn't want that a child should get killed. She's the real mother. The other one makes it taste. If he, by him, it bothers him that she should be a goodness, let her get married. We see he's telling the truth. But by Nem Malichna, he's Ema Yitzray Tokva. Ravasi Yoma, Af Nemon Lichnais. Ravasi says, we believe him to be kindness also. Now, why do we believe him to be kindness? What happened with the Yetzer Hara over here? Let us see Rashi. Omara, Odes Nan Ba'echad V'maniki Vashti Yenema Li Tenget Koma. The Nema, V'samchinen Alei, and we rely on this get, Shul Kitsho V'gito Get. Shein Odom Choyte V'dovo Shein Enene Mimeno Lahata Eishis Ish Bechinem, to take on his Achayis such a thing. And he has nothing from it. The Sveltam Eish Gehenem. So Mamela, to have this peckle on him, he does not deriving anything from it. So that I believe. Af nemo lichnois, Ravasi says nemo lichnois. Leichotzef lemeima lifnei ha'ov shekibol ha'kedushin aniyu. That means, to go over, the father didn't remember. When the father came back after he married her off, the daughter asked, who's the chosn? And all of a sudden he got up, says, can't remember. Okay, right, so he does remember. But if he's going to come over, this guy's going to come over and he's talking not to Chosin, so say, a redhead, I zichah didn't marry her off to. So Mamela, so a person will zichah be scared to go in front of the father and tell him I'm the one. That's what the father tells the daughter, he doesn't remember. But could be the father, when he sees him, will know claw, not you. And then the bezyonis, this is the chmamish, then everyone sees what a corrupt person he is. So this is a risky thing. So the lechotziv lemeima lefnei of shekibol akedushin aniyu the miltis. If he's a liar, he's the dilma makrish leiv. But yedana the leiat yovli kedushin. You not. You zichanoid in kib kedushin. So memeila. So Ravasi says. So this biru. That means the zicha yitzray tokva. That what Rav mentioned is 100% true. But kenegad this yitzray tokva is a miltis. Mitzad the this person, and this miltis will counteract the Yitzray Tokva. So Rai is telling the truth. Now, I just like to mention, I saw Nateri Shmuel, he's Mevaya, and others also, he's Mevaya, different Mahalchim, and different Ha'oris, on what we learned so far. The Ran asks Akasha, let's go, Nemon, he's Nemon, Lahatero Isa, gives a get, he's Nemon, according to Ravasi, Nemon, Afilo Lichnois. So the Ran asks Akasha, it's a Novisha Be'erbe, a Novisha Be'erbe, you need a bit of two Eidim. How can one person, Saimach, it's a Novisha Be'erbe. So the Ran answers, the whole halacha of Ein Dover Shebe'erbe Pachas Mishnayim was only said it was Yischazik. He's saying Kineged Yischazik. But if it's not Yischazik, there's no problem of Ein Dover Shebe'erbe. So let's try, so there's different mahalachim. Let us just say one mahalach he brings from the Beis HaLevi. The din in Dovah Shebel Vapachas Mishnayim means that I cannot change a status in a Dovah Shebel. That means a woman is an Aishas Ish, I'll say, her husband died. I'll say, give her a get. So you are being, that means she's Becheskas Aishas Ish, you're saying her status changed. She's Becheskas Pnuyeh, you say she became an Aishas Ish. That is a Dovah Shebel, but an Eidechad is not Nema. Here, the father said, I married her to a person. So, before anything, I know she's married to a person, and she's also on everyone else. That I know. That I know. The only Shaila is now is, who's the person? That's the Shaila. So he's being Mevara, I'm the one. I'm the one that she's married to. I'm the person. And Memela, this is not cool. I'm being mevarer in a Dovah Shebel. I'm not being mechadish a Dovah Shebel. So Memela, that's why he's Nemo. There is a similar kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks. L'chayre, he's saying, k'neged roiv. That means, roiv people of the world, that means, in the world, there's 10 million people. So, roiv people are not husbands. The shaila is if he's a husband, if he's the husband. Just like when you have you have teisha chanoyis, and then one is selling basa nevela, and nine is selling basa kosher. So, I find a piece of meat. So, roiv is mavara that it's kosher. Roiv tells me it's kosher. And the Pnei Yeshua Dachsma has to ask if Eidechot connect Chazok is not Neman, Roiv is better than Chazok, is Zichon not Neman. So Lechayre, he's saying connected Roiv. He's saying he's the husband. There's 10 million choices who the husband is, and he says he's the husband. So why is this not connected? Why isn't it considered made connected Roiv? So the Pnei Yeshua Dachsmo says to say this word. He's not saying k'neged roiv. In the roiv there's a miyut also. I mean, there's one husband. I'm not saying that there's one husband in 10 million that are not husbands. I'm just being mevarer that I'm from. I mean, the roiv does not say there's no husband. The roiv says that there's 10 million that are not married to her. There's 10 million that are also to her. I'm just saying that I'm the one that married her. So it's not called I'm saying k'neged roiv, because the roiv is also moide that there's a meat over here. The roiv, that means if I find, let's say, a piece of meat in the street, so the roiv is telling me this is kosher meat, I go bas roiv. So there's fakel, so the roiv is like roiv. But over here, the roiv is nochis that there's a meat and a roiv, and I'm saying I'm the meat. So mamela, so it's not called Eidechot k'neged roiv, it's not called Dovah Shebel. But the monis is al Eidechot. So the monis is al Eidechot, this kan shayla ben, the Gemara talks about other things. The Gemara says, mirtes, and then the Gemara's thinking about all other things, and ganza mirtes, and adam chayte v'loi loi, and all of a sudden the Ran says that Eidechot namah be surim, it's not a Dovah Shebel, l'chayre, how does this thing with the Gemara? So, they explain that the Ran held, and the monas is altai decha na mebisum. It's be a Dovah Shebel, but all these svaris of chazok in Odom, the Ran held, chazok in Odom chayti v'loi loi, cannot be mevar in a Dovah Shebel. In Dovah Shebel, we're pochus mishnayim. So if the kash is a kash, he wouldn't say his teret that it's not a Dovah Shebel, so then we don't understand the sugya. Zasvara, we're not mat a Dovah Shebel. So the Ran held that all these svaris of Einodem Chayte V'loi Loi or Mirtes is not a svara to be Matar Dovah Shebel. So therefore the Ran had to be Magdem, it's not a Dovah Shebel, Eidechanam and Bisurim. But it'd be a svara over here that we shouldn't believe this Eid, Yitzray Topfoy. He has a Mayrdik in the Gia over here. So there's a svara that this svara of Yitzray Tokvoy should be makrish his nemonis. We shouldn't believe, he is a moedik in the gi over here. Eidecha nemon bisurim should not be applicable in this case Yitzray Tokvoy. So we have to take away the Yitzchay Tokvoy. So, that means even though in the beginning, according to Rav, in the beginning when he came, he said, I'm the husband. I looked at him as you're the husband. I don't believe you. Yitzchay Tokvoy. I told him in the face, Yitzchay Tokvoy. I don't believe you. So, I didn't believe it. But now I see later, he goes and gives a get, and wants to be matter. This is not Yitzchay Tokvoy. I know them chayte v'loy loy. So that takes away. So there, but the nemunis is eidechot. And I know them chayte v'loy loy takes away. There's no Yitzchay Tokvoy. And I know them chayte v'loy loy. Or Rav Asi holds that it's different svara. Miltis. There's not Yitzchay Tokvoy, but this person is scared. He wouldn't have the audacity to stand in front of the father and say that I'm the one, because finished me, the father can very, if it's Yitzchay Tokvoy, the father can remember you, Zichana. So Memeila, so that alone is a biru. This is one mahalach. Now, he brings a kasha from the Hamakne, a muridike kasha. The Hamakne asks, So with the way we're saying, the nemonis is eidechot. It's not called a dover shebe'erve. It's called, he's mevarer in the dover shebe'erve. There's a husband, and I'm mevarer. I'm not saying keneged is chazik. I'm saying I'm the one. So memele, so there's a nemonis of eidechot, it's not a dover shebe'erve. Frek tamakne, but when, that's all when it's negeya him. I mean, lemais is like this. Before he came around, she was also to the world. She's an Aishas Ish. I don't know who the husband is. So someone to say she became Ois Aishas Ish, that's a Davar Shebe'erve. And Eidechot will say, I know Rachel was married to Reuben. Reuben gave her a get. I saw Reuben gave her a get. And Shuldik, that's a Davar Shebe'erve. To say that an Aishas Ish became Ois Aishas Ish, that's a Davar Shebe'erve. And Davar Shebe'erve Pachas Mishnayim. So here, the Ran said, it's not called, I'm not saying Keneged is Chazi. I'm saying that, I'm a Vara. She's my wife. He also said you said you married her. She has a husband. I'm the husband. So here, I'm not saying Keneged is Chazi. That's very good. So he's taking her for himself. Now, when he gives her a get, so what happens then? So then he's telling the world, you can marry. That means let's understand what happened over here. Till he gave the get, the Rabbonim Paskin, this woman is also to the whole world. She's an Aishas Ish. I haven't the faintest idea who the husband is. So she's also to the whole world. Right? This person comes, he gives the get, she's Mutter. I'm the husband, I was Mata her. All of you kinderlich can get married. This is a pachad. Here already I'm saying keneged is chazik. I'm saying, legabi myself, memela, I'm not saying keneged is chazik. I'm saying she had a husband, she was mutter to husband, let me just introduce myself, I'm the husband. So this is not keneged is chazik. So this, there's no problem, but to be mata her to the world. And if we are assuming that eidechot, that the svarin odom chaytiv leloi is not a bekoyach to be mata. The matter is Eidechot. How could Eidechot be matter? How could an Eidechot be matter? The Gabi the world. She's Chazik. The Gabi the world. This Kasha that Maknes, which is our Shreklech Kasha. So the Maknes says, if we assume that she's mutter to him, that is no problem. So if we assume that she's mutter to him, because it's called a Dover Shebe'erve, whatever it is. So he says, so what's gonna be, so we assume he's the husband. And what's gonna be if he dies? So she'll be also. This is Stiridik already. That means after we're entitled to assume that he's the husband, that means the Niker HaGod is that he's the husband. And to be Nemon, that she's his wife, that is not called a Dover Shebe'erve. What happens later from his issues, he dies, he gives her a get, that is not called like a nu hagodeh. Oh, now you're saying that an Aishas Ish is mutter. It's like it was nizbara that she's your wife, and now you give her a get, so she's the get. That's tachsim pshat in the hamak. But I'd just like to mention another mahalach that he brings down from the Nesivis and the Beis Meir, and that they say that not like the Ran. Well, the Ran means something else. That the Nemonis is Taka als Chazoke, not als Eidecha, the Eidecha doesn't apply over here. And these Svores are enough of a Svore to be Mevarer, these Svores are enough of a Svore to be Mevarer, that he's the husband. They say, als Mirtis is a Biro. This is a Biro Rafilu in a Shaila Badova Sheber. But this is how the Nesivis in the Beis Meir learns Pshat. I'd just like to mention one Ha'ore that he brings down, according to the Ran. The Ran learns in the Manas is Al Tzedechot. Fine. So, they bring down Akashem that the Mishnah says, Zayim Ha'aniki Dishtiyo, Bezayim Ha'aniki Dashtiyo, Shneim Noisnim Get. So they both give a get. Now she's mutter to get married. Now if we learn the nemonis is mitzad eidechod nemon bisurin. It's eidechod is out of a shemel, but like the first malach, eidechod nemon bisurin. So it's eidechod bakroshe. The klal is eidechod that nemon bisurin. That's eidechod stop. But if there's another eidechod comes with basachas in makrishem, so then it fizzles out. Eidechod bakroshe fizzles out. So you don't have anything. So he brings down the Yeska Kasha. This one says, she's my wife. This one says, she's my wife. You have two Eidim the same contradictory statements. So one is Makrish the other. So Lachel in the Monos of Eidechot falls off. So they want to bring a Raya from this Mishnah to a Rosh. A very interesting Rosh. The Rosh says that if you have two people that come to Bezen, and Eidechot by Meis Bailos, Neman, Kaponim, of Takonim, the Rabbonim, two Eidim come to Bezen. One Eid says, Reuven died. How did he die? He died on his bed from a heart attack. Shimon comes the same time. Reuven's dead. He was killed. He was stabbed. Fine. So, one is Makrish the other. I mean, one is, he says, yeah, I mean, the one is Shimon says he was stabbed. The Reuven says he died from a heart attack all days, whatever it is. So Bekitza, one is Makrish the other. So the Rosh says, fine. How he died, there's a Hakroshe. But there's a common agreement between both of them that he's dead. So Memele, so this doesn't fall into the category of Eidechot Bakroshe. Eidechot Bakroshe was only said if the Hakroshe of one aid to the other aid is the main point is akrosha. He says it's kosher. He says it's ripe. So there's akrosha. So one is makris the other. But if the only akrosha is only exactly what happened, but in the end result there's a common agreement. So memeu that's not called eidechot bakrosha. So they say the same thing over here also, that the Reuven says she's my wife. Shimon says she's my wife. And each one gives her a get. So al kaponim. So Reuven is saying she's mutter to get married because I gave her a get. Shimon says she's mutter to get married because I gave her a get. But al kaponim, you have your two eidechods who in your side are disagreeing who she's married to, but both of them are saying that, they're ending up by saying that she's geget. So memele, so that is why it's not called eidechod bakrosh.